Go to John 14. He's beginning to describe this awesome operation I'm in with the Father in the heart and how the Father joins with you. And it's amazing. Oh, you have so much to look forward to. That's why you can't allow the enemy to distract you from your access all the way to the Father. You cannot allow the enemy to stop your progression to the Father. All of heaven is for you, because I would say phase one is salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, learning, development, growth. Phase two is all the way to the Father, reconciliation to the Father. Phase three is the Father coming to dwell with you. This is the generation where the Father will dwell with us. And there's a lot that happens. And of course, this is a little bit uncharted territory for me. I'm kind of learning as I go. But the glory of it is just amazing. I had no idea how wonderful and amazing faith could be with a Father. Faith is not a chore. It's not a hard task when the Father's involved. That's called faith that works by love. Amen? There's a faith that doesn't have to work by love, because he said you could move mountains with faith and not have this love, but I'll show you a better way to do this, he said. There's a faith that works by love that's just off the chain. It's the only way I can say it, praise God. It works by union, not just love, union with the Father. And when there's union, there's love, and that love will fill your faith up. Amen? And it'll bring an assurance on a daily basis. This is how you get to the realm of the impossible. You're not going to have faith for the impossible without a consistent assurance. Because the realm of the impossible in itself will constantly tell you it can't happen. You're going to have an assurance that's greater than that realm. And the assurance will come by love. It's like fuel to your faith. It's a consistent, constant flooding of his love that brings confidence, assurance. And it washes doubt out every day. If there's any doubt to you, you don't have any doubt. And what it does is the realm of the impossible grows in you, in an atmosphere of the kingdom of God, in an atmosphere of heaven, not an atmosphere where you're wrangling in the earth. And when you do this, you'll be able to dream with God. When you dream with God, everything about your life is going to change dramatically. Dramatically. Amen? I mean, we are going to see fruit from the God of the impossible. Amen? The God that will bring forth the impossible and make it possible. All things are possible to what? Him that believes. Amen? Everyone say, I believe. One of the first things the Lord, Philip said, show us the Father. And now you remember, he said this in an intimate setting. It went out in the field somewhere. They were 11 apostles in the upper room. And you know, Philip said, show us the Father. And the Father was present in that room. He was with the Lord. And the Father spoke to Philip. He said, have I not been with you this whole time? You don't even know that I've been with you? I mean, Father spoke directly through the Lord to Philip. And then he said something. And the Lord began to say something that we've been into a long time now. It's amazing. He said, you believest thou not that I dwell in the Father, Philip? And the Father's dwelling in me. The doctrine, the words that you hear me preach, they're not my words. They're from the Father. And he says, and the works that I do, it's not I that doeth it, but it's the Father that's doing these works. He's the one that's with me is doing this. And this is when he begins to introduce this concept of union and oneness, and he starts introducing it all the way through the upper room mysteries, 14, 15, 16, 17, culminates in chapter 17. Father, I will, you've heard it 1,000 times here, that Father, I will that they be with me, say with me, where I am in you, Father. See, that's his ultimate will, is reconciliation. Begins to speak of this union. And on out in chapter 14, he said, if you keep my words, I'll bring you to the Father. That's a major key. My Father will love you, and then my Father and I will make our abode with you. Now, what I'm beginning to experience is how the Father what he does when he comes. I know how to dwell with him, but I'm not learning now how he dwells with me. There's several operations the Father brings. There's an operation of answered prayer. And that's what I'm dwelling in right now, how to receive very large, powerful answered prayers from the Father. Amen. There's several stages to it, how the kingdom works. And then there's another realm that's coming too, where the Father begins to do the works again. These are the works he promised you would do. These kind of works that the Lord promised you would do are the works without measure. They'll require the Father dwelling to have those kind of works. That's where everyone's missing right now. Everybody's thinking those works are just going to fall. The Father must dwell for those kind of works to be reinstated. They came from the Father dwelling in the Lord. They're going to come again from the Father dwelling in the Lord in us. The Father has to dwell for these kind of works that everyone's looking for. But that's coming too. Amen. That's not what he's focusing right now on, but he will. I know he will, but he is focusing on answered prayer. And today I want to share a little bit about this, what I would call dreaming with the Father, or dwelling with the Father in the heart, and what that looks like in Scripture, or what that looks like inside. And, it's just amazing. I tell a few people what I'm doing. I tell Anna every day, because you never know what's going to happen, but it's the most amazing thing I've ever encountered, to be honest with you. It's the funnest. Being with him doing this, I don't think there's anything greater. It's awesome. He introduces that concept. Even in John 10, he says, if I do not the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do the works of my Father, then believe. Say, believe. That you may know and believe that the Father dwells in me and I dwell in the Father. Because these works are the testimony of the Father dwelling in me. So it's this union that God wants to bring people to. It's this union he wants to bring the body of Christ into. He's not just wants to do it, he's going to do it. This is the generation where we'll be brought into the union. Amen? The fullness. Say the fullness of the union. I want you to go in your Bible tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm going to give you what he gave me this afternoon. We exhorted a long time yesterday on this union. Every effort you give in the Spirit, because it's a work, but it's a work in the Spirit to believe, to ascend into the mountain of God, you'll, for the rest of your life, be enjoying every level that you achieve in God. You'll enjoy it for the rest of your life. It's not like you get there and that's it. When you get there, it's there for the rest of your life. It's your faith. Your faith made it there. It's kind of like if you've gone out on the golf and you learn to play the golf, and it's not easy to learn to play golf, and you stop for a while, you can pick the clubs back up, and in no time you can be right back there because you learned how to do it. Once you develop the spiritual skill set, I'll say, it's a spiritual skill set to ascend into the hill of the Lord. Once you develop the spiritual skill set of faith, it'll be with you the rest of your life, and you're going to enjoy your life. You're going to enjoy it a lot more because the Father with you, he wipes out all of the emptiness. He wipes it all out. He brings such a fullness, completion, a rest, and a peace into your heart and life that he levels you out in ways that just nothing else can do. You don't walk around empty all the time. And Christians who walk around empty all the time are getting in trouble because the enemy is going to be there.
The enemy draws you to him by offering everything in the world. The Father draws you to him by offering you everything in heaven.
Isn't that awesome? The enemy will draw you to himself by offering you everything in the world. The Father will draw you to himself by offering you everything in heaven. Now, if you walk around empty, the enemy is going to be there. If you walk around empty because you don't know how to get that container within you filled up, the enemy is going to try to hook that emptiness and draw it into his system. And it'll get you in trouble. But the Father's love will fill your vacancy. So all the effort that you employ to climb the mountain of God by faith, it's not a human effort, it's a faith effort. You'll have that the rest of your life, and your life's going to smooth out. Amen. In a wonderful way. I'm starting to smooth out. I like things smooth and easy. And then we're going to get to this glorious level, which I'm believing everybody in this church, this is a pretty big, that is going to get not just to the Father, but to the Father coming to dream with us and how he answers impossible prayers. Of course, I got to get my first one answered, but I'm already getting it answered on a daily basis. So I can't see how it's not going to manifest because I'm living in it right now. It's a living reality. I'll get into that more. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 16. All right. It says, so what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? He says, you are. So you are. I am the temple. Let's bring that up just a little bit, Chris. Of the living God. Of the living. Say the living God. So the living God's going to dwell in my temple. So he's not coming in there to dwell in a dormant state. He's going to come and dwell in a living state. He says, as God said, I will dwell where? In. What do you think he does when he dwells in you, by the way? Well, he's talking about Father here, and I'll prove that to you in a minute. He's talking about I will dwell in them. And notice this is what he got me into this today. I will walk, say walk. If your Bible doesn't say walk in them, you have the wrong translation. Some of your Bibles say, I will walk with them. No, he will walk in them. Say in. King James got it right. The rest of them couldn't figure out what does God mean. So they said, God walks with you. No, he walks in you. What does that mean? Notice what he says. And he said, wherefore come out from among them, be you separate. Look at it. He says, come out from among them, be you separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you to myself. That's phase one. And then I will be a father to you. And then he comes to dwell in us and walk in us. Boy, I got all over that today. What does that mean for God to walk in you? What does it mean for the Father to walk in you? In the Garden of Heart, you're literally, your life is going to mirror the Father's perfect will for your life. The only way your life will 100% mirror the perfect will is for the Father to dwell and walk in you. Amen? To walk means to, listen to this. It's actually a word, perambulate. Do you know what that means, Anna? She's a dictionary lady. It really means in the Greek, in the Strong's, perambulate. Say perambulate. I mean, I never saw that before. That's a Strong's meaning, perambulate. God is going to perambulate you. Amen. Sounds spiritual, doesn't it? God the Father is going to perambulate me. Say, Father. Now, you got to say this right. If you don't say this right, he won't answer your prayer. Perambulate me. Don't say it in tongues. Perambulate me, Father. Perambulate me. I have no idea what it means, but amen. It means to walk about, to travel. Listen to this. In you for the purpose of conveying, surveying, and examining. It's like when you walk around the city and you're just walking about, taking it all in. You ever take a walk in the park? You're perambulating. What are you doing in the park? Well, I'm just walking. I'm taking it in. That's what the Father does. He walks in you. He surveys in you. He's surveying. Amen. The Almighty God is walking about, traveling for the purpose of surveying and examining. He's examining your life. He's surveying your future. He's surveying where you're going next. Surveying your heart. He's walking and dwelling in you. Let me show that to you with the Lord in the book of John that will make a little bit more sense. Amen? Father, perambulate me. Perambulate. Man, I love that word, perambulate. I am being perambulated by the Father. The Father is perambulating me. Hold on, hold on. He's perambulating me. What are you doing? I'm perambulating. Amen. All right. So go to John chapter 5. I want you to see this union. It's a union with the Father that's only going to come by you coming to Him first. Because you have to come and dwell in love first, and then love's going to dwell in you. Amen. Because God's going to clear a garden out in your heart, and He's going to come and dwell in that garden. But you got to come out from among them and remove yourself from all the world, see. This kind of operation requires absolute oneness. This kind of operation requires oneness. Say oneness. Requires oneness. It requires to love your Lord your God with all your heart. Say with all your heart. Soul, mind, body. See, He requires you come out to love Him. You come through the veil. You join with Him. He's not going to perambulate you. He's not going to do that till you dwell with Him. Amen? The reason is because He doesn't own you. He bought you, but He doesn't own you. See, we want God the Father to dwell with us, but He's not going to dwell with us until He owns us. We have to give Him that ownership by coming to Him where He is. In the full state of surrender to love, where love owns our heart. And when love owns our heart, love steps into our heart. For he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, then God the Father dwells in him. And then God the Father dreams in you. Then God the Father walks in you. Then God the Father surveys your life according to His will, and He looks at everything in your life that's according to His will, and He said, okay, let's dream now. This area does not line up with my will. And He's not talking about your life, He's talking about your circumstances. This area in your life doesn't line up. This area in your ministry does not line up with my perfect vision for you. This area in your business does not line up with my perfect. So let's dream together and change. We change through union. We change through the Father dwelling. The Father begins to release His thoughts. He begins to release His vision. He begins to fuel your vision with a love that's not of this world. And it's a love that will not fail, and your faith will not fail. All things will fail, but love will never fail. If love initiates something from the Father, it will not fail. And God the Father is going to initiate all this into you, inside you. He's going to look and say, this is not my perfect will for you. Now let us dream together within, and let's build in your garden my future for you. Let me build, and let's dream together, let's walk together. And you're going to begin walking in your heart, literally walking in your future inside you. But it's going to be a what? Living future. It's a living God. And He brings a living, it's a living Father with a living love. And then love begins to initiate your future. A future of love that's born of the Father Himself. That's going to be manifested by the Lord and the Holy Spirit. But He's going to grow it in your garden. He's going to say, now this realm, what I have for you over here is impossible for you to do. But with me, all things are going to be possible. And we're going to grow the impossible inside you. And you're going to live the impossible inside. You're going to live in a state of my kingdom called righteousness, peace, love, rest, dunamis power. You're going to live, and this thing's going to grow up inside you. We're going to dream together. Glory! That's where I'm at right now. And it's a living dream. Not come from the head, it's a dream in the heart where the Father has come down in the heart. And He's saying, this is my purpose for you. You can't get there on your own, but we can get there. You and I can get there. I come to help you. I come to change what you're looking at. We're not going to look at that out there anymore. We're going to look at my words. I'm going to bring them to life inside you. I'm going to bring the living word to life. We're going to look at my living promise. Well, now we're going to look at it. I'm going to dwell with you in it. And I'm going to walk with you in my promise, in your hearts. You're going to walk in the arena of the living God. Let's not look out here anymore. Let's look in here. Let's look at my words. Look at my promise. Now let me breathe the ruah, breath of God, on your promise. And he breathes the ruah breath, and he goes, now let my love come and fill your heart. And he fills that promise. He says, now let's go out and walk in it. They're not walking out there yet. We're still walking in here. Walking in the realm of the heart. Walking in the living realm. Walking in your garden. Say, Father, walk in my garden. Breathe the ruah of God into my garden. And he fills it with love. Okay, John 5, you John 5. When the living Father begins to dwell in your promise, it goes from a whole different state of promise. It goes into a living promise now. It's come alive. Your word has now come to life, fueled by power, love in the living Father. And he brings his love, and he brings his incredible, intense care and love for your life. How much he cares about you. Amen. Well, it's all about the kingdom. Do you count as the kingdom? Well, you're saved. That's it for you. That's all you need for the kingdom. Let's go on about it. It's not just salvation. But God wants to bring the fullness of the kingdom in every one of our lives. That's part of the kingdom too. Seek and save the lost. That's the kingdom. Everything Christ. You want to know what the kingdom is? Anybody want to know what the kingdom is? Nobody wants to know what the kingdom is. The kingdom is everything Christ inherited for the lost, everything Christ inherited is for his church, and everything Christ inherited for you and your sons and daughters, your generations. In thee, all the families of the earth will be blessed. The kingdom encompasses all that. God sees all that as the kingdom. Amen? Glory. All right, John 5. He said, but Jesus answered them, verse 17, and said, my Father worketh, say he worketh, hitherto, and I work. And then verse 19, we'll get back to that 17 in a minute. And Jesus answered, see, these are remarkable words right here. It's a very remarkable verse. Jesus answered and said to them, verily, verily, when Jesus says verily, verily, that means listen. That means truly, truly. That means I want to make a point here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. Say do. What things soever he seeth, whatsoever things he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So he said, the Son, now listen to this, because the Father was honing in on this. Notice what he said the Father does. He says, my Father works. Where is he working at? And then I work. And what I see him working. He goes, now watch, he said, I can only do what I see him doing. My Father's doing, and he's working. And what I see him doing, and what I see him working, I mirror that. Perfectly mirror. Where does he see him? I am a Father of one. My Father's dwelling with me. My Father that's in me. I see him doing something. I watch him doing something. I behold him doing something. But he's not doing it out there. He's doing it in here. The Lord said, I saw my Father do this. I watched him do this. I beheld him. I watched him perform the whole thing. I watched him do the whole thing. I watched him work it all out. I watched him perform this whole day before I ever walked in it. I watched him walk into a city and turn it upside down before I ever got there. I watched him raise the lame, the poor, the blind. I watched him raise the dead And then I did what I saw him do. I watched him do it. Where did he watch? In a movie theater. He watched him in a movie theater. And he went into a living movie theater. He says, I can only do what I watch my father do on the movie screen of my heart. And when I watch him actually do it, then I mirror exactly what I see him do. I mirror that and I go and do it. And it works. Everyone say it works. It works. It works. I can't do it. But if I see him do it, I can do it. If I don't see him do it, there's no sense in me even trying to do it. I only do those things that please him. It's a faith that operates through union. It's a faith that operates through love. He said, the Father loves the Son. And I do all things that please him. And I see him doing something and then I go do it. I watch him. How long did he think he watched? I don't know. He knew the day he was going to be ordained. He knew exactly where to be. He knew it was his time to be ordained. He watched his ordination before it happened. It was an amazing thing because the Lord knew where to be at any given time. He already knew what was going to happen before it happened. I always wonder, how did he know that? Because he watched the Father do it. And I'm like, I want to see you like that, Father. I want to see you. And I'm like, show me, Father, show me, show me. He goes, no, it doesn't work like that. Everyone says, show me God. See, it didn't work like that. Because you're looking for God to do something out here. That's not where you're going to see the movie. It's not going to play. Your movie's not going to play out here like that. You're going to go into the Father. You're going to find love. Then the Father of love is going to come and what? Dwell. Walk in you. He's going to come and it's going to be a union that comes from the Father. And in that union, his will becomes your will. But in that union, your life becomes his high priority. Your life, your generations, this church, my future, that constitution is God's priority. He's making his, and he says, now, you have that constitution. He goes, let's take a look at this constitution. This is what he did with me. He said, let's take a look. I'm like, yeah, I've been holding this before you. He goes, let's start walking together in these words. Let's open them up. He goes, I'm going to come and dwell in these promises now. They've been dwelling in you for a long time, but I'm going to come and sit down and we're going to walk in this promise together. Now don't misunderstand what I'm saying, because don't think, oh, he's going to come in. Now we're going to go walk it all out. Not yet. Not yet. Say not yet. He goes, what I want you to do is dream with me, and I want you to see me do this for you. What does that look like? What does it look like for this to be promised? Then he begins to employ your sanctified imagination of your heart, but he fuels his living promise. Then he comes and dwells in the promise, and he brings it to life. See, he brings your garden to life. Your garden's not going to come fully to life until the Father comes in there. When the Father comes in there, let there be life. Amen. He's going to take your promises. He's going to animate it. Divine animation. Perambulate it. He's going to perambulate the promise. Everyone say, perambulate the promise. He's going to come in there. Well, I don't know how to do that. You can't start there. That's not where it starts. You can't just jump in your heart. You got to go to him first. Then he comes to you. But listen, the kind of stuff the Father is dealing with right now is he takes the impossible, and in the realm of the heart, he start living it. We start dwelling in it. We start walking in it. It starts animating with divine animation. He's perambulating the promise. And the promise gets perambulated because he's walking in me. And every day we get in this realm, we walk together, and some days are just extraordinary. You walk out of there, you're shaking your head. It's like, did we just do that? Because it's not like I'm laying on the floor enjoying the, I'm living a promise with the Father before it ever shows up here. It's living in a living realm. The kingdom of God is within you. The garden of God is within you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Say richly. And you're walking with the Father. And he says, let's dream together now. Because I've come to manifest your promise. Let us dream together. Why does he have to dream? Why can't he just do it? Because the Father, before he changes something out here, he grows it in the garden of your heart. Do you get that? He grows it up and he brings it to a living fullness inside. And then as a man believeth, thinketh in his heart, then so is he. The heart becomes the gate. And what happens is once it grows to age within you, now it doesn't take linear time. He doesn't operate in linear time. Do you understand what I mean by that? Linear time takes a long time. It might take a woman 9 months to give birth. Linear time may take God 1 month. Because things grow very quickly in that garden. Because you're growing in a life there that's not of this world. It's growing in a love that's not of this world. It's growing in a peace that's not of the world. And this garden is like the Garden of Eden, and it starts flourishing within you. And then when it gets to an age, God, then the Lord takes over and says, now, everything my Father, now get this, has built within you, I will now do it. Do you see that? I will do what you see the Father doing inside. I will now do it. Do you get that? I will do what you see my Father doing. I will perform it. That's how Abraham, he tapped in. This is Abraham kind of faith. He tapped in. Say he tapped in. Whew. He came to the place where he was wearing a circumstance of a dead body. And it got to the point where he staggered no longer at the promise. It didn't even faze him that Sarah's womb was dead and his body was dead. It fazed him no more. He staggered not the promise. God became fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able to perform. Say fully persuaded. Where'd the persuasion come from? Certainly by not looking at the circumstance, he found the garden of God's where God grows it. Those stars, he began to dwell in his heart. The sand of the seashore began to dwell, and he began to dream with the Father. And his faith shot up like a rocket. And then the Lord performed it for him. He gave birth out of a dead body. Why did God require it? Because I'm going to bring my son out of a dead womb of humanity, and I require somebody believes that I can do that. Abraham had to give birth out of a dead womb. Isn't that glorious? It's a dream center with a Father. Because I can only do what I have seen my Father doing. Where was he watching the Father do this? Where did he watch the Father raise the dead? Where did he watch the Father take him out into the deep and multiply the fish? Where did he watch the Father raise Jairus' daughter from the dead? He saw all this. He was always in the right place at the right time because he already saw the Father doing it. He watched it on a screen, a living place in his heart. He watched the Father do this. He says, my Father worketh. Notice the adjectives here. My Father worketh and I work. Notice we said my Father's worketh. Father hadn't even left his heart. He hasn't even done. But he watched the Father do it. Now I'm telling you, this is the keys to the, if you can hear me, these keys right here are the keys to unlock the realm of the impossible. They are going to unlock the realm of the impossible. You got to unlock it here. Your effort is never going to unlock it out there. I don't care what man's doing. They are not going to change what's happening in the world today by their own efforts, by arguing with one another. That is not going to change. It's got to change from the kingdom It's got to come and initiate from the kingdom within. Isn't that glorious? Let's give him glory. We must. Now, what does it mean to do? Because I only see my Father doing. Same word, doing. Watch this. You know what it means to do? To make. I only can make what I see my Father making. Create. I can only create what I see my Father creating. Ooh, I like that. Produce. I can only produce what I see my Father producing. Construct. I like that one. I can only construct. This apostolic king priest government has to be constructed. I can only construct it when I watch him construct it. He's got to mirror that in my heart, and I walk out that mirror. Did you hear what I just said? It's incredible. I like this one. Acquire. I can only acquire what I see my Father acquiring. If the Father's acquiring it in you, you're going to have it. Amen. Amen. Think of a promise. The promise God's giving you is way above your head. Think of all the things you've done to try to produce that. Think of all the things you've tied it to. Say, if this will happen, then it'll happen. That impossible dream is not going to be impossible anymore. How do I? Now you can open your eyes. Don't go to sleep. Come back. How do I get that promise into the earth? I know it's here. It's in a promise. I need the Father to come and walk with me in it. I need the Father come and dwell with me, and I gotta come into this place of this garden where we live this promise in a living place with the Father. I know some of you are looking at me like a cow at a new gate, because we are a cow at a new gate. Amen. We dwell here. I see my Father doing this. I behold him doing this. Meditate day and night. I watch him doing it. I behold him. We walk together in it. He dwells with me in this. He mirrors my heart. He produces this living promise in me. And then when it gets to a level, then the Lord said, okay, I'm ready to produce it now. It's grown up in you. Now let's take what's inside you and let's bring it into the earth. You don't get to do that. The Lord does that. You get to watch the Father do it. And you get to watch the Lord do it. Well, what I do, you get to watch. That's what faith is. It's watching. It's seeing the unseen. It's watching the unseen. If thine eye be singly minded in the kingdom and the Father, your whole body will be filled with the light of that kingdom. But if your eye be evil, if it's turned to the world, it's turned to the systems, it's turned to dark, your whole body is going to be filled with the systems of the world. It's what you, if you train your eye and get it focused in the Father, you get the Father in you, you're going to shift. I'm talking about a paradigm shift of monumental proportions. Perambulating with the Father is going to cause a paradigm shift. And it's going to be epic. Amen. All I'll tell you is my first assignment would take me 50 years in the natural to do it. 50 years. I was like, God, could we have started with anything, you know, a little bit smaller? He goes, no, this is the right size right here. I'm like, Lord, it'd take me 50 years to do that. He goes, yeah, it's perfect size. Everyone say amen. But inside, I'm full of faith. I'm not kidding. I'm fully persuaded. It's not me, but the Father's love has brought a persuasion that's just off the chain. Whew. I'm getting a little excited about it because I'm already looking at my next projects. I'm like, what's next, God? He goes, well, let's get this one in first. It's growing. I said, it's growing. It's getting up there. It's getting, see, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. The big old corn stalk gets up inside you, and God said, okay, come and reap the corn stalk. Let's reap it now. Let's reap the image. Faith produces a living image within your heart that the Father reaps. Okay, two scriptures, and we're done. Hebrews 13, I'm just going to read them to you. Verse 20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, will make you perfect. Say, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working what? In you. Where's God working? My Father worketh where? Father, my Father's working in you. That which is pleasing in his sight, he's working it in you. You gotta watch him work it. Everyone look at your neighbor and say, watch him work it. It's the greatest thing ever right now is watching the Father do this. You dream with God, the impossible dream. When you find out just who you are in God, what he made you when he called you his son, he put his whole operation inside you. His operation of faith, how he does things, how he thinks, how he believes, how he watches and looks at things, and how he can shift a whole nation. He says, oh, my heirs are going to do that. We're going to work together. I'm going to come down and work with my heir. I'm going to dream with him, and I'm going to perform my words on the behalf of my heir. It's not I that doeth it. It's my Father working in me that's going to do it. What's he waiting on? You. I'm waiting on him. He's waiting on you. If you could take a Kodak snapshot of your garden and what it looks like, take your promise in your garden and take a snapshot, you might find out why it hadn't manifested yet. You have no idea the enemy, why he hates you. He wants to entangle your heart with his system so you never learn to operate as an heir. He wants your heart. The battleground is for your birthing center. That's where the battleground is. Is this heavy? Philippians 1:6, listen to this one. Love it. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in me will perform it. Where is he going to work it first? In me. He's going to work it in me. He's going to build it in me. He's not just talking about changing you. He wants to construct your future inside you. He wants to build your future inside you. He wants you to acquire your future inside. He wants to walk with you in it, talk with you in it, dwell with you in it. He wants to walk you around and survey your future. He wants to take you by the hand and say, let's walk around this place called your future. Let me show you what it looks like from my eyes. Let me show you what it looks like from my love. I want you to feel what I feel. I want you to see what I see. I want you to hear. I want you to see the multitudes. I want you to see the lame and the blind and the maimed. Today I want you to see a first world revival. And you walk around in that every day, and you're living in that every day. You're dwelling in that day, whether it be priestly or kingly, whether it be for the lost, for the church, or for your generation. He walks you around in there. He dwells with you. He begins to construct it in the garden of your heart. He constructs a future born from his word. And you start seeing the realm of the unseeable. You start looking at things. You start seeing the word. You start, the eye of faith begins to fill your heart. And his love begins to wash the world system out. Washing doubt out. Plucking doubt out. Building a realm of the impossible within. And then when the Father says it is enough, the Lord then takes your garden and he begins to manifest your garden in the earth, and you get to watch him do it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit and the Lord will take what has grown up inside you and they'll manifest it for you. In the same way, the enemy will take a heart that's given its eye to the systems of the world and has given itself to bitterness, and he'll manifest that. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good. An evil man out of the evil treasure will bring forth that which is evil. What is in your garden? Father, perambulate me. Father, perambulate. Perambulate me, Father. Come and dwell, Father. Come and walk in me. Come and dwell in me. Let's survey the future. Let's watch the future together. Show it through your eyes of faith. Show it to me through love. Show it to me through dunamis life. Show it to me through peace. Show me the future. The eyes of confidence and assurance. I'm watching in a realm that's not of the world. I'm watching a movie that the world didn't construct. I'm watching a movie that the world didn't produce. I'm watching a movie that God produced. What is our potential in the Father when we come to dream with him? We come to dream. Perambulate me. Say, perambulate me. Perambulate me.